As part of our Deep Dialogue series, W2L News and Views is partnering with the Gulf Future Coalition, gulffuture.org, to bring you voices from the Gulf. In 2014, the Gulf Future Coalition held five salons across the five Gulf states where participants were asked to tell their personal stories of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, their relationship with the coastal environment, and their vision for the future of the Gulf Coast. Here's the coordinator for Gulf Future, Joisha Dutta.
Since Gulf Future Coalition's inception shortly after the BP oil disaster, we've partnered with artists, musicians, and filmmakers to organize, educate, and empower communities to advocate for a healthy Gulf. In the spring of 2014, we forged a unique and inspiring cultural organizing partnership, integrating art, policy education, and storytelling with the multidisciplinary performing arts production Cry You One, a collaboration between ArtsBot Productions and Mondo Bazaar. Please join us next spring when the Gulf Future Coalition will be organizing days of action between the observances of the BP oil disaster in April and Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in August and September. You'll be invited to share your story and take action to restore, protect, and defend the Gulf's communities, ecosystems, and cultures. To stay tuned to these events as they develop, please follow Gulf Future at twitter.com/gulffuture and facebook.com/gulffuture.
Here's Captain Louis Scrametta talking about the first time he learned the value of clean water in the Gulf of Mexico.
As I mentioned earlier, I'm Captain Louis Scrametta, and I'm in a boat business that my grandfather started in the 1920s. I received my captain's license in the early 70s, and at the time it was common practice to dump your bilge water over with lube oil in the Mississippi Sound. People thought, well, you know, the old myth about dilution is the solution to pollution. And my father had practiced that method of dumping. My grandfather thought it was okay, and I assumed it was okay. Until the federal government finally came aboard with the Coast Guard saying, put this little sticker over your engine room. It says, it is illegal to dump in the coastal waters of the United States. And I thought, this is interesting. So I kind of explained to my father, look, we're required to have this now as part of our inspection process. And he said, oh, don't worry about that. So it became an education process for me. I had to first of all, explain to my family that this was a bad deal. We shouldn't be doing this. And it was time to make the transition to keeping our bilges clean and putting containers under the engine so the oil leaking into the bilge won't go into the water. And so that's my contribution to, and this was about 75, so I've been involved for a while. Thank you.
That was Captain Louis Scrametta speaking in Biloxi in 2014 as part of our Voices from the Gulf series with gulffuture.org.